From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 6, 2012. This week's episode is the second in our series on connections between water quality and coal mining in southwestern Virginia and in Appalachia generally. This episode introduces two current water quality challenges for coal mining: total dissolved solids and selenium. The speaker is Carl Zipper, Associate Professor in Virginia Tech's Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences Department. This six-minute excerpt is from Dr. Zipper's presentation at the Virginia Soil and Water Conservation Society's October 2011 symposium, Coal, Uranium, and Natural Gas Extraction in Virginia. One technical note: in the excerpt, you'll hear the phrase 300 to 500 microsiemens. This is a measure of water's electrical conductivity, which is used to estimate the amount of solids dissolved in water.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to speak with you today. My name is Carl Zipper. Talk about current water resource concerns with Appalachian coal mining. The historic water quality concern in the coal field has been acidity, but due to the development of the regulatory policies, the widespread knowledge of the acid-related concerns, the coal industry has adapted, and with today's mining, you very rarely have acidity concerns because the industry, both the regulatory structure and the industry, have developed a capacity to deal with it. But in this context, we've got new issues. One is total dissolved solids, which is a ubiquitous concern with mining in general, not just coal mining. And then another more specific concern is selenium. Okay, so total dissolved solids from coal mining operations. Okay, what do we know? Okay, well, first of all, we know that total mining influences total dissolved solids. Again, it's not just coal mining, but certainly coal mining is the issue right here. Total dissolved solids as sum total of the salts dissolved in the water. We could call it salinity. And the freshly exposed geologic materials that were formed as sedimentary rocks 100 or so million years ago, when they bring them up from below the surface where they've not been exposed to environmental processes since they were at the bottom of the ocean when they formed, you put them in an environment with oxygen and water in the atmosphere, they weather and they release salts. You also have TDS from mining operations coming from deep mining operations. Some of the, if the deep mines get deep enough, the waters that drain into those mines are high in salinity and they are pumped out. And also the active treatment of the acid discharges, which do occur, requires neutralizing with alkaline chemicals, which also adds salt to the water. So we've got several different ways in which TDS gets into the water. Certainly not every stream has been affected, but in general, the TDS levels in the coal field streams are higher than they are in the rest of the state, and it certainly is because of the, certainly appears that it is, that this occurs because of the coal mining. But anytime you have a situation like that, you have to wonder, what's the effect and how is this regulated? And the way water quality is regulated, in-stream water quality is regulated through water quality standards, and a component of water quality standards are water quality criteria, which are in-stream protective levels. And there are no water quality criteria for TDS. Most criteria are established by defining toxic levels for standard test organisms using laboratory bioassays. And bioassays for salinity effects demonstrate, first of all, that toxicity depends on the ionic composition. And secondly, the toxic levels in the laboratory are typically in the thousands of milligrams per liter. So those, under these conditions, the levels that I showed before would not be of concern. And this was the assumption for many years. The assumption was that these, we knew that elevated conductivity in coal field streams was there, but we just didn't think it was that much of a problem. So then in the 2000s, however, the picture changed, and several field studies showed sensitivity by freshwater benthic macroinvertebrates native to low water streams in the Appalachian Mountains at much lower levels of SC-TDS than toxic levels identified by lab studies. Based on these studies, EPA recommends to the states that states work to assure that discharges from surface coal mining operations are generally not above 300 to 500 microsiemens. Now the industry's having a lot of trouble getting permits, and one of the reasons why they're having trouble getting permits is because of these 300 to 500 microsiemens per centimeter levels. The other side of the story is the mining process. And until recently, industry has not been encouraged to limit TDS and mine water discharges. Hence, there are opportunities for spoil management to achieve lower TDS levels. Bottom line on TDS, the elevated TDS for mining certainly affects aquatic life in Appalachian streams. Specific effect levels, relationship to TDS variability remain under study. The biotic metric is another issue. What is the appropriate biotic metric? The current EPA guidance is 300 to 500, and the extent to which industry can handle spoils to achieve allowable TDS levels while remaining competitive is another question, and one that will be resolved. We'll just talk briefly about selenium. Selenium is a chemical element found in reduced sulfur minerals. Central nutritional trace element can be bioaccumulative, causing birth deformities at higher trophic levels, and has been found at elevator levels in stream below some mining operations, many over in West Virginia, and associated with that large mountaintop removal mining area that occurs in West Virginia. In Appalachian mining, when elevated selenium occurs, it's usually associated with specific strata, often black shales close to the coal seam. Bottom line for selenium, high selenium strata can have significant negative effects on aquatic biota if not controlled. Remedy is to isolate high selenium strata and to during mining. And then the regulatory structure and the coal industry have made great strides in dealing with this problem over the past several years. Whether or not the mining industry is going to be able to control selenium cost effectively in a manner that allows it to remain competitive is another question.
The next and final episode in this series will give the perspective of a representative of a major Virginia coal mining company. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.